课堂听 class.com
25. The silliest pet. Jill is 11, and her 7-year-old sister is Annette. Annette and Jill want to have a snake as a pet. Annette remarks,
A hungry snake might eat its tail, and that wouldn't be nice. A snake is difficult to take care of,
says Jill,
because it eats too many mice. Why not get a goldfish?
Asks Annette. Jill asserts,
A goldfish is easy to take care of, but it is always too wet.
Annette says,
A cat might be a great pet to get.
Jill replies,
But a cat does not like to get wet. Besides, I don't have enough time and patience to give a cat a bath,
adds Annette. Jill states,
A frog would hop onto my head. That would be fun, I bet. If the frog hopped under a log, we might have to wait in the fog,
warns Annette. Jill exclaims,
We could catch a pretty butterfly with a net.
Annette objects.
A butterfly wouldn't live long as a pet.
Jill asks,
Would a pup be the best pet we could get?
Annette explains,
A pup might be too scared to defend us, and it would hide under a hat.
Jill asks,
How about a hamster or a white rat? No,
replies Annette.
They're not friendly enough to be our friends, and that's that.
Jill adds,
I think they would just sit around and get fat.
Annette suggests,
Why don't we get a lean pig that can fly?
Jill replies,
A flying pig would be the silliest pet in the sky.
Annette comments,
Our healthy pig with wings would love to fly toward the sunset.
Jill agrees.
Our pig flying away toward the sunset would be hard to forget. That's true,
says Annette.
So I guess we shouldn't get a pet.
Jill declares,
If we don't get a pet, we will feel no regret.